In recent years, it has become more general to integrate higher education studies with employment or raising children. These multiple commitments may, however, diminish the possibilities for face-to-face interactions with fellow students and instructors. The use of computer-mediated communication applications can offer an alternative for study-related communication and collaboration. It is, however, sometimes taken for granted that all students are willing to and able to integrate CMC tools in their learning. The digital native label is often used to describe how students born after 1980 use technology, but according to recent research on university students' technology use, it may be too simplistic. It has been concluded that future research should take into account a broader range of variables that relate to university students' technology use, such as their individual life circumstances. My name is Hanna Vuojärvi, and together with my colleagues Miikka Eriksson and Päivi Rasi, we focus on this aim in particular. In our study, we wanted to find out whether and what kinds of differences exist between students with children or full-time employment and students without these commitments in their perceived use of CMC tools. We collected a survey data by means of an online questionnaire in a Finnish university. The 392 responses were analyzed statistically. Our results indicate that university students' individual life circumstances have an effect on how they use CMC tools for communication. Students with a job or a family, as well as older students, all reported having used significantly more virtual learning environments and significantly less instant messaging than other students. This may indicate that students with commitments tend to choose courses that are flexibly organized with regards to time and places, when and where to study. Students also reported that most collaboration was conducted within the campus area, or at least between partners who were able to spend time on campus, and therefore having the opportunity to establish such social relations with their fellow students. Our study suggests that higher education pedagogy should take into account students' various life circumstances and support different kinds of learning strategies. Students with commitments, and especially students with children, should be encouraged to and assisted to create stronger ties with their fellow students if they are willing to do so. Even though the strengths and benefits of collaborative learning have been acknowledged, sometimes it just may be most fluent to conduct studies individually without having to negotiate timetables or distribution of work in a condition that is heavily dictated by other commitments.